Reflecting on the Past as Our Kansas City Chapter Moves Forward by Ruby Polk. Hello, National Federation of the Blind of Missouri members and friends. After better than a quarter of a century, I am retiring from holding office in the NFB Mo Kansas City Chapter. I have had the opportunity to serve in many capacities, but my two stints as president of the Kansas City Chapter have been the most challenging. I have had the privilege to serve as president of the Kansas City Chapter from 2001 to 2007 and again from 2013 to 17. Since I decided to retire and not seek re-election, the Kansas City Chapter will be moving on to the next generation. I think that a transition of this nature lends itself to reflections, and I wanted to share mine with my Federation family. My journey started out in the NFB under President Roy Zubers, and I had the opportunity to work with several chapter presidents throughout the years. I first came to explore the Federation at the recommendation of Tezzy Wells and Sheila Wright when I started losing my sight from glaucoma. I had recently relocated to Kansas City from San Francisco, Oakland Bay Area with my late husband after graduating from San Francisco State University. I was like most people who were losing sight, not believing that I was really blind. I soon learned that there were different degrees of blindness and that I was in the loop. After coming to an understanding of our NFB philosophy, my main goal was to be the best that I could be and to never let blindness hold me back. This new understanding drew me to become more active in the National Federation of the Blind. I loved to participate in all facets of the organization. State conventions and legislative seminars were my best way to experience how blind people do what they do. The national conventions are the ultimate way to meet people on a national level. I have always said that the blindness movement is top priority because it affects issues that can be overcome through unity. I am thankful and grateful to God and to all who have helped me as a member of the Missouri affiliate. Our immediate past president, Gary Wunder, Tom Stevens, Jeremiah Wells, and Sandy Halverson are a few of the pioneers who have helped me and others along the way to support the NFB. A couple of years ago, I stepped down as second vice president of the NFB of Missouri affiliate, and now I will be passing the torch on the chapter level. Although I will not be holding the torch, I will still be in the circle of light as a resource and an encourager, just as many of you have been to me. Some have asked what retirement will look like. I continue to transcribe Braille materials as a contractor for the city of Kansas City and the state of Missouri. I have two children who have given me many grandchildren whom I cherish. I also continue to be actively involved in church and the ministry opportunities that I am called to do. I appreciate all of you and thanks so much for everything. Blessings, Ruby.